Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem, and usually more than one. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy and all things good. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and a survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie. How are you today?
I'm just fine. It's a beautiful day. It's cold, 40 degrees, but the sun is shining and it looks very pretty outside.
That's nice. We haven't
I'm dwelling on the sun, not the cold.
I hear you. Well, we don't have the sun today, and there was just a sprinkling of snow this morning. But in upstate New York, this is what we've got to expect this time of year. And I'm grateful that I live in an area where there aren't natural disasters.
I would think so, and we are too. My husband said the other day, he said, you know, it's all around us, but we're sitting here in Arizona up on this mountain, and we're fine.
Yeah.
And I said, I thank God every day, every night, because it's a blessing to know that we are basically in a protected area.
Why do you think it is, this is a point of curiosity, that people are drawn to areas where there are recurring disasters? What is that about?
Well, I've been asked that question about 5,000 times, and the only answer I have is that they don't care. That's excitement for them. In fact, I had one person say to me, well, you know, you can live anywhere and nothing ever happens, but you get out here on this coast and, boy, things happen all the time. And I said, well, I guess that's okay if you like to have disasters. Well, what is there to have beside a disaster? I said, well, I don't know.
Peace.
A little peace and quiet is pretty nice.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I also believe that we all choose the life experiences that we want, and that perhaps these people go to those places so that they can learn lessons about helping each other, about developing compassion for others in need that may be worse off than themselves, or just coming to see themselves as something other than victims and moving on.
All that could be absolutely true. And then there is the people that walk around the rest of their life talking about their disasters.
Oh, yeah.
They never talk about anything joyous or some wonderful thing happening or, you know, it's always their terrible events and things.
Mm.
And they carry them around in a bag.
Yeah. Well, that's another story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What?
And I don't think it's a good story at all.
I don't either.
They never got the lesson. Had they got the lesson, they would have dropped the subject.
Right.
You know, you don't need it anymore once you realize what it's about. But most people don't even get that far. They just, oh, my goodness, this happened to us. And people say to me, whatever happened to you? I said, well, nothing important.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to talk about anything that was not positive. And if you keep talking of negative events, you're going to get more of them, aren't you?
That's right.
They're going to create more negative events. And so my grandma said, you look at the bright side of it. What did you learn from it? Now, you can remember what you learned and share what you learned without sharing the incident.
Right.
And that's true.
Well, listen, we do have a caller. Caller, just keep this in mind. Ada Marie will take your question, but the first caller of the day gets to suggest a topic for her to discuss up front. And so think about that for a minute, and then I will come to you to ask you if you have a topic you'd like to hear about of a spiritual nature. And in the meantime, I'm going to provide contact information for Ada Marie, who is available through her website or through the telephone. She answers her phone between the hours of, and this is Pacific time, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. at area code 520-896-9510. And the first 15 minutes of her sessions are free. So in case you didn't copy down the number and that intrigues you, I'll give you the number again after I provide her website. Her website is thegoldenoracle.com, and her phone number is area code 520-896-9510, and she only does mediumship, meaning contacting the dead, via private session. It just takes too long to do that on the radio show. And we do have another caller, too. But I'm coming to area code 312. And what is your first name, please?
Oh, my first name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. Did you think of a topic that we can talk about before we take calls?
Sure. How about tips for like abundance, like how, what to do, like when you want to be abundant, more abundant.
Oh, that's a good topic, isn't it, Ada Marie?
Excellent, excellent, because people are so busy talking about no abundance that they can't grow any abundance. The more you think you are abundant in every way, health-wise, money-wise, friend-wise, work-wise, as soon as you feel your abundance, it grows, and it grows, it grows, just like a tree grows out of the ground. One lady came to me 2 years ago, and she said, I can't get a job. I said, it's because you don't want a job. And she wasn't too happy with that response, but it was true. So I said to her, I said, if you know the kind of work that you're good at, and you go in that area and look for a position, I am certain you will get it as soon as you decide you're ready to go to work. And she said, well, you know, I haven't really wanted to go to work. I said, well, then you're stopping yourself from going. That's in the back of your head when you're applying, and it just doesn't take you anywhere. So sure enough, I didn't see her for a little while, and day before yesterday there came a knock on the door, and guess who it was? It was this lady who I forgot about. I said, can I help you? And she said, you don't recognize me. I said, I'm sorry, but I guess I don't. She said, well, the first time I came here, I weighed 192 pounds. Today, I weigh 106 pounds. And you told me I didn't want to get a job. And it was true. I went home thinking about, is it that obvious that to people that I really don't want a job? So I went on a diet, and I got a job.
Great.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, you know, she had to look at herself. That's what she had to do.
She must not have had very high self-esteem and probably didn't think that anybody would want to hire her.
That's right. That's what was going on. But I didn't tell her that. I just told her that she could have a job when she decided she wanted one. And that would trigger the things in her mind that she might have to do to want a job.
Well, that makes me think about something else related to abundance, and that is desire, putting out that desire to the universe.
Right. You have to do that. I know that I am fabulously wealthy, perfectly healthy, beautiful, kind, lovable, and loved by all mankind, and I will do my best to follow that rigmarole throughout my day. So it's what you put out there, that's what you get back. And let me tell you, people keep driving through the driveway every day because they like to come. They like the house because it's friendly. They like it because it's warm. They like it because there's no television playing. They like all the things that they have at home that they don't that I have here that they don't have at home.
Well,
they play the TV
Maybe they need to attract a little bit of that into their lives, and maybe by seeing a situation that's a little more serene and less distractions would inspire them to incorporate that into their lives.
Well, it seems to have done that because when they leave here, they come for an hour, right? So it's usually 3 hours before they realize they spent the hour. And that's okay because I'm not out here pounding to get a lot of business in here. I want to do a good job and let that person go help somebody else. And so that has, here in this area, that has turned to be a real positive energy. And they come back and they say, oh, I'd just like to come and have coffee. Can I have coffee today? And I'll say, yeah, coffee is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We have a coffee hour. And I do, because I like coffee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, right. I do, too. I like it all day long.
I don't drink it all day long anymore, but I have some in the morning, and then about 3 o'clock, that's the time to make the coffee, and I make very good coffee. MJB is the best coffee on the market today, has no meal in it. It's pure coffee.
Oh.
The MJB people sell you coffee that is all coffee. There is no meal in it whatsoever. And ever since I met those people that owned that plantation at the World's Fair, I worked the World's Fair many years ago, and they told me that you can take their coffee and have it analyzed. There is no meal in it. The other coffees all have an additive in their coffee to stretch it, but MJB does not.
Huh.
So I've been talking MJB and drinking MJB since the World Fair in Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
And everybody that gets it loves it. I mean, it isn't any more expensive than any of the other coffees.
Oh.
It's a reasonable coffee, and you make it, and you can taste the difference.
Well, thank you for the tip. Getting
You're
back
welcome.
To abundance, what are some other ways that we can attract that into our lives?
By feeling abundant.
Mm.
Okay, now, the cupboard, we're out of sugar, we're out of salt, we're just about out of coffee, we're going shopping after the show. But a lot of people say, well, I don't have it. I don't say that. I say, this is on my list. I'm on my way. And I put it on my list, and if I can't get two cans, because my budget don't hold two cans, I get one. And when I can get two, I get two.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's how you think. I know I can do this, and if I do this, then later on I can do that.
Well, then it sounds like it is the power of positive thinking and knowing that you can do it, like the little engine that could. I think,
right.
And I think I can, I know I can.
Right, and the little chicken that can, you know, the little chicken that kept walking and walking and finally got where he was going. Well, everybody can do that. We're all the same. We all have the same features inside of us. How we use them is what makes the difference. If you're negative, if you're selfish, if you're foolish, if you're wasteful, then you're going to live that lifestyle. But if you're prudent and if you're happy and if you're joyous, and you watch out and take care of things, you're going to have more than enough and have enough to share. The more you share, the more you get back.
Right, right. Well, that's
here I am preaching again, but you know it's that time of the year when
all
you
right.
want everybody to be happy?
Right, right, right. And we are going to talk about the meaning of Christmas later in the show. Is there anything else you wanted her to cover on the subject of abundance, Karen?
No, I think she gave an excellent blueprint of some things that I didn't think about in the past or in the future, really.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, do you have a question? Do you have a question for her today?
Yes. I'm a little short on my rent, and I'm just wondering if she sees me getting the money together to pay the rent.
What you do is when you know the end of the month is going to come and you're going to be short, first thing you do after you pay the rent is put $10 in the drawer and add to it one at a time until you get near the rent and you will have it all.
But what is she to do for this coming month if she's short at this point in time? Do you see it coming to her?
I do see it coming, but she's going to have to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And she does have somebody she can get it from, but she doesn't. That's not easy to do. I mean, it really isn't easy to do. So if when we begin this new month, this new year, the first $10 she gets, if she sticks it in a drawer someplace where nobody can get at it, and then adds to it a dollar or two at a time, by the time she comes to the third week, she will have putting all of it in the drawer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You see, does that make sense?
Yes, I do have a drawer that, a secret one,
Mm-hmm. And it works because I was widowed with seven children, and I had to do that, and it worked. Every month it worked. Every month I had every bit of it 2 or 3 days ahead of time. And believe me,
oh, wow.
If you have that many kids, they watch after you something fierce. Is the house clean? Is the yard clean? But it was. It's just that that was the way we could do it. And we always had it.
Do you have any other questions, Karen?
Do you see a better year for me for next 2018 than it's been in 2017?
A better job?
No, better year.
Yeah.
Oh,
better year.
The year ahead for you will change. Yeah, you'll have a better year, but the change is going to come January, February, March, April. It's going to turn things around for you.
Okay.
Because I said four, but I had to do January, February, March, and April on my fingers to get the number of the month.
Okay. Okay,
so
and you see a new job
you'll
then?
Have some good options at that time.
You see a new job? Because that's what I'm gunning
for.
Yeah,
I do see a new job for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Sounds good.
You do have that coming up. With nice people.
Okay.
Because you need some nice people to work with.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So you just hold the vision of nice people, close to home, and enough money to cover everything.
Okay, I will.
Take a pencil, paper, write it down. I have a job within 3 miles of the house. I write it out.
Okay.
And I work with wonderful people, and I get wonderful pay, and write it out. And it'll happen. And that's your New Year's resolution.
All right.
Okay?
That sounds good. I'll write it down. And I'll put it up now.
Yep, she always talks about holding the knowing.
Yeah, you have to hold the knowing. Know you when you write it, you know you got it, okay?
Yeah, don't wish, don't hope. Know that you've got it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, Karen, feel free to stay tuned in if you want to hear about the true meaning of Christmas. And we're going to move on to the next caller unless you have anything else for Ada.
No, that's it. I'm very happy. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 805. You're live. What's your first name, please?
Oh, this is Donna. Hello.
Donna, hi there. How are you today?
Hi, David. I'm okay. You know, a lot of fires in Santa Barbara. I'm staying at my sister's.
Oh.
Real bad.
Okay. We were talking about people that live in disaster zones at the beginning of the show.
Yes, and it's not very fun, I'll tell you that.
No. And the air quality is so bad. And you get the soot in your home, and oh no, it's awful.
Yeah.
But I, no, I think
are they getting any control on them?
Yeah, 55% containment.
That's better than it was last week.
Yeah, definitely. Now, they're worried about tonight, though,
yeah.
because the Santa Ana winds are coming in tonight. So it's kind of a...
I know, but we're going to pray that that fire goes out.
Exactly. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's okay.
8,000 firefighters there. 8,000 of them.
Wow.
And the restaurants are opening
gosh.
Up and giving them free lunches. The restaurants are opening up and they come in for free lunches. And, yeah, they're really working hard. Wow.
Oh, well, that's great. That's wonderful that they're doing that. Yeah, they should.
Yeah, definitely.
And
yeah.
It's got to be contained because it's no other way. It's got to be contained somehow.
Well, do you have a question today, Donna?
I do. It's about my love life. There hasn't been any, and I wanted to know if anything's coming, if there's a guy coming in. There was a guy in Hawaii. I just went to Hawaii with my brother, but it didn't pan out. I didn't meet with him. He found out that I'd never sailed before, so that was the end of that.
Oh, he didn't like
it. No, he was looking for crew. C'est la vie.
I think along about the end of summer, you'll meet someone that you can have a nice relationship with for some time.
Oh, good.
But
okay,
it'll be
so
near
summer.
The end of summertime. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, wonderful. Do you think he'll be in my town, Ada? Will I meet him in my town?
Well, you're going to meet him with some people in some kind of a, I don't know, business meeting or some kind of a meeting. There's a number of people there, and you're going to meet him there. And it might be in your town, I would say.
Probably.
There are quite a
yeah.
number of people there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. So this looks promising, huh?
Okay.
That it'll go into a relationship. Wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Well, Donna, I don't talk to you again before then. Have a Merry Christmas. But just to let you know, Friday night I have a fellow named Bob Lancer on at 7:30 who's going to do free Kabbalah life readings, which are very interesting.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
What he does.
Tune in. Friday at 7:30.
Yeah, he has you... feel things in your body and connect it with an emotion, and then he sees your life, he reads your life for you, and it's absolutely amazing where he can take you in terms of whatever may be distressing you that you're not even aware of.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I call?
Yeah, Friday night at 7:30, that's going to be on, and I'm not sure who I have on tomorrow night, but... I don't know. Are you familiar with Kabbalah life readings, Ada Marie?
I'm not, but everybody says that they're wonderful.
Yeah, well, feel free to tune in for the show if you'd like.
I would like to do that. So tell me what the phone number is.
I'll do that. I'll do that after our show. But
okay.
I'll put it out there now for anybody if Karen's interested. My show is at 7:30 Eastern Time, which would be 5:30 your time, Ada.
Okay.
And the number to call is 646-727-3116. And he's only going to give 5 readings.
Well, I better call early, huh?
I would call at 5:15, actually, your time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, or 7:15 Eastern time.
Yeah.
And we'll get you in there if you three people are interested. That's the way
to
do it.
Yeah, really interested.
Yeah. He's great.
Too.
He really is great. I've
Good.
Even thought about, he gave me an extensive one, And he works on a sliding scale basis, so I thought, geez, this would be better than going to a therapist. Maybe I'll work with him for a while and see where it takes me, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, but anyway, I just wanted to put that out there, Donna, because I thought you might be interested
in it.
Oh,
definitely.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested. I will.
Can I ask Ada one other thing, one other question?
Yeah.
Sure.
I wanted to know, do you see money getting better with me? Because sometimes I'm lucky and different things, and my sister kind of helps me out, so that's good.
Okay, but I think you keep seeing yourself broke for some reason. You're not visualizing yourself as financially strong.
Okay, I'm going to start visualizing myself like that, yeah.
Right, because this is what happens if people run aground. Okay, say someone loses their job, and then their income is cut down for a time. But if the minute they lose their job, say, thank goodness, there's a better one waiting, and I'll find it today, and they hold that energy, they'll have a job within 7 days. And I've told people that before, and they call me back and say, how did you do that? I said, I didn't do nothing. You did it. You went right out and got a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because it isn't me. I'm just giving you the energy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to do it. But you will do it if you do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you looking for a new job, Donna?
I am. Yeah. Well, I mean, not quite yet, because I want to get settled back into my place first, because I'm not at my home, you know, my apartment, because of the fire. But as soon as that subsides, I want to, get back into a little part-time little gig, taking care of the elderly.
Yeah. Are you? Oh, that's great. That's
wonderful.
Yeah. We need more people that do that. I mean, people are living longer and longer, and people need help that are older.
Some of them need
more
than
and
others.
I sure enjoy these elderly
exactly
people.
Exactly. Yeah. What's that?
I very much enjoy their company, too. The
elderly
people.
And they have so much wisdom and so much life experience to offer.
Yeah, they're willing to share, usually.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, best wishes to you with that. And are
you
retired now?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this would be
security. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
this would be an adjunct.
Yeah, I have enough to live
on,
but, you know, I'd like to have more to do things.
Well, that's wonderful.
To have the money for things.
Right. Well, you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's so important to not just visualize yourself as prosperous, but to think in terms of how prosperous you are in this moment. And to count each blessing and to thank God for your income and resources and your housing and your food and all of those things, all of that.
Your neighbors, everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's so true. And I'm so grateful for my brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, definitely.
Right. It's wonderful.
Part of my life. Thank you.
Okay, well we're going to talk about.
You.
Thank you. We're going to talk about the meaning of Christmas right now.
Right.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
if you have a topic you'd like to bring up, we don't have any other callers at present. We could talk about that too.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me think about mediumship. You know, I mean, do you believe that you can see people and hear people? Do you believe that they stay on this earth when they pass away? Or how is that some mediums can communicate with us?
No, that communication comes from the other side. They don't, they're not earthbound.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, they're not earthbound, no.
Yeah, Ada Marie is a medium. She does mediumship in private sessions only, but she's very talented at it.
Right, and And I don't work for groups. I work with one person at a time because your information is totally yours and private. It's up to you if you decide to share it, which I always remind people not to do that. So to use the information they get for themselves and use it carefully and understand it so that they can make it work and work and work and work and go up.
How much information comes from the other side?
Oh, there isn't a question you can ask that couldn't come from the other side. There isn't a question. One day, a man asked me if the president was okay. He'd been shot. And almost before I could answer the question, I got the message, yes, perfectly fine, perfectly fine, perfectly fine, three times. And so I repeated it, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I mean, they want to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah, and I do know people that you can go to that charge $500 for a count. I don't do that.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is, and it's too commercial for me. I do charge $100 an hour, but I have to do that to be able to make everything move.
Well, that's a reasonable fee, Ada Marie, you know?
You know, I have things to take care of, but... people call, and I'm very happy to help them, and I tell them how to help themselves, which is, I think is the most important thing, is to tell you how to get your own answer. You know, there's ways that I can teach people to get their own answer, and that I think is important.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you have any other questions about mediumship, Donna?
Well, when I come into some money, I'm definitely going to call you and have a mediumship session with you, Ada. You know what I mean?
Well,
I get messages all the time. Yeah, it's like, wow, am I to believe what they're telling me? And, yeah,
You can help your family if you get good messages for them.
Well, I can't make it happen. It just happens when it happens. So I couldn't sit with somebody put through a message.
Have to sit with anybody. Basically, if you're getting a message for somebody, it doesn't matter who it is, they don't have to be sitting with you. They're obviously connected to you because for some reason they feel that you're trustworthy. And that means that you will recite exactly what you receive.
Yeah.
You see?
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't have to be sitting with somebody.
It takes a little bit out of me when the messages do come in, you know, mentally.
Takes your energy.
Yes, absolutely.
Your energy. It takes your energy when they do that. I do that too, and your energy stops. I mean, you only have so much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But it's interesting. It's kind of hopeful. There's a lot of hope there to know that when we pass on, that there's a whole other life.
Right. There definitely is.
Yeah.
Believe me, honey, definitely is. No joke. Nobody ever dies. That don't happen. You just change the body you're in.
Yeah. Oh, I hope on the other side we remember the people that we loved on this life. Do you know what I mean?
But they change too.
Oh. Yeah. Do you think there's different dimensions?
Too.
Like there's height. Do you think there's different realms on the other side?
There is all kinds of dimensions. Too much to even try to explain it to you.
Okay.
There's everything under the sun. It's just amazing. Sometimes you can lay down and have a dream and the dream will be so factual and so real that when you wake up, you wonder where you were, what you were doing. And then some of it fades away from you for a while, and then it'll come back when you need it. So
do you put a lot of, like with dreams, do you believe that the dreams are real, what you're experiencing in dreams? Because I did have a time where twice, my mom, who's on the other side, we were celebrating with such joy and happiness in two different dreams on two different nights, like a couple months apart. We're still having the same dream of happiness and celebrating.
Well, good. She was giving you some of her energy, so that was wonderful.
Yeah, I was so happy. I think I was so happy that she was happy. No?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, honey, over there you don't have all the problems you have here. You
exactly.
don't have all the nonsense that you have to go through. It's pretty peaceful.
Yeah.
Been there.
Oh,
it's pretty peaceful.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to move on to another caller, and then we'll talk about the meaning of Christmas.
All
okay,
right.
Donna. Okay, hope you can go home soon. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I hope to talk to you Friday.
I will. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Okay, our next caller is area code 631. May I have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just have a question. Things are looking up, but I just have a question.
Go for it.
Okay, I got a teacher aide and a teacher assistant interview on, when was it, yesterday. And
great.
They both went very good. I think they both want to hire me. One makes a little bit more money. The other one, though, I think I would like better. The one that's the aide one just called my references today. And the assistant one so they could put me on. Well, which one should I take, do you think? Or which one will I get?
I think you said it.
Well, there's one that's an aide and one that's just. But it makes less money.
She said the
one
you like.
Yeah.
She said the one you like the best, Suzanne.
Oh, even though it makes less money?
It's up to you.
I know.
If money's your criteria, you need to take the other one. But if you're taking the one you want to stay at the longest and the best, the nicest people to work with, then you take the one you like.
Which one do you think's better, the aide or assistant?
You're asking me to tell you?
Yeah.
I'm asking you to tell me the first one that comes into your head.
Well, I like the aid one, but the other one makes more money. I don't know. The people are nice and stuff.
Do you think?
Go ahead.
Do you think she's going to be offered both the jobs?
Yeah, she is. But again, it's up to her in her heart. Where did she feel the best?
I don't know.
With
maybe
the first one.
The one that I went to, the first one does sound better. But I hope I get promoted one time. You know.
Well, you'll probably get promoted several times, but that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at where do you want to start.
Well, the one is an aide, but then I'd have to work as an aide to get promoted to be a teacher assistant. And the one is a teacher assistant already, but the aide is a nicer area.
Okay, but if you think that it's nicer to work with the aide, then that's what you do. But where do you go from being a teacher assistant? Do you go to being a teacher?
No.
Okay. So what kind of work do you get when you move up from the teacher assistant?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing, she said. That's as high as you can go unless you have a diploma. Is that right, Suzanne?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. then if I were you, I'd take the one you like.
Because you have the possibility of being promoted one time.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Do you see her being promoted if she takes the aide position?
I do see her being promoted, but I see her being promoted again. I see her being promoted three times, and I don't know how to.
Well, I can't go any higher than
the teacher
assistant.
I just see it.
I can't go any higher than the teacher assistant.
She says it's not higher than an assistant can go, but maybe you see her getting raises three times.
Yeah, it could be.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that, all right, so then I'll see whoever. I have a feeling they're both going to call tomorrow.
Yeah, they will.
Let us know what happened, Suzanne. We're on next Wednesday. Let us know if you're available.
All right, thank you.
She'll be working.
Yeah,
okay.
I can call it night. This is nighttime.
Oh, nighttime, so you'd be available next week to talk to us?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, let us know.
All right, thank
okay.
you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
You're welcome. Merry
okay.
Christmas.
You too.
Thank
you. Yes.
Yes. Okay, speaking of Christmas, let's talk about the meaning of Christmas. You brought up the topic, Ada Marie. What do you have to say about it?
Well, what I have to say about it is something we should carry throughout the year, and it's to remind us to be grateful and to be grateful to our friends and to be grateful for everything we have. But basically, Christmas is a time when people actually open up their heart and share their feelings with others and the kindness with others. And isn't that a wonderful thing if we could do that every month of every year?
Yes,
and
it is.
That would be just so wonderful. And some of us just do that because that's the kind of people we are. And other people just can't do it. Even at Christmas, they have a hard time. But it means to say, I care. And I care for everything around me and everybody around me. And how difficult is that? I mean, it just can't be difficult to care about everybody in your world.
Right.
It just can't be difficult. Because if it is, you're in trouble. You need help.
Well, Christmas is a season of giving, but a lot of people get caught up in the material thing. Now, it said it's more blessed to give than receive, and I believe that to be true. And I find that I get more joy out of giving than I do out of receiving.
Well, that's true. But what I think is the joy of giving, which many of us have, is because it's our way of saying, I really care for you a little bit more than every day shows.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really the gifts of the heart that are the most important.
Absolutely. And even a telephone call. Like there are people that you really are not going to be able to give a gift to, but you can give a telephone call and tell them Merry Christmas and wish them well and talk to them, give them 15, 20 minutes of your time. And they'll appreciate it, and they love it.
Mm-hmm. How true.
I do about 150 calls all this week. I've only got about 60 done, but I will do more. My phone's been ringing, so I haven't been able to get on it.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of calls.
Yeah, it is a lot of calls. And some of the people that called are people I would have ordinarily called, but they called me before I got to them.
Uh-huh.
So... It especially older people, they love to get the phone calls. They just love them.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel real good to talk to them for a while and find out wonderful things about their year and that they're healthy and that they're happy and whatever's wrong, that's okay. They're going to get better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a job. I mean, my ears do get tired.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Now, of course, a lot of people look at the religious meaning of Christmas and the birth of Jesus, which is important to a lot of Christian folk. And for some people that don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, it's difficult for them to deal with those particular meanings.
I know it is, and I find it interesting because they also don't believe in other things that are happening every day that they just can't believe are going on.
Yeah.
Because they refuse the reality of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
Well, what are your feelings about Jesus in terms of his position on earth and in the heavens?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Growing up in a Norwegian household and having grandmothers that everything resolved around God, Jesus. Jesus was there, and he did this and this and this, and he helped us, and we got to be grateful to him. And if you ask him for something, you will get it. Well, when you're 4 or 5 years old and somebody tells you that, of course you're going to ask and be grateful and be thankful. But in growing up, just the other day, I did it again. I said, you know, I'm out of my thyroid. I've got to have a thyroid. Do you know? I said, okay, Father, I need time to get out so I can go get my thyroid. Do you know that 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my thyroid was here? It came. I cannot believe that it even came. I cannot believe I didn't call anybody. I didn't have time to go see if somebody would go get it for me. It came. It was here. I couldn't believe it.
Mm.
So I must have manifested it somehow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it showed up, and I was just shocked. And it's very important that I have it because it keeps my system running right.
Well, you know what that makes me think of is, you know, I don't mean to harp on the Jesus stuff because that's a problem for people, but he did say in the scriptures that even greater works than I have done you shall do. And, of course, he manifested miracles, and it sounds like that's what you did too.
Well, you know, that's what I said. This is an absolute miracle because there was nobody here in the house except me, and my husband was gone, and I went in the bathroom, and there sat a bottle of thyroid.
Wow. Huh.
And I sat down in the, well, I sat right there in the bathroom, and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness, I am so grateful. What can I do to help somebody to show you how grateful I am? And I just sat there. I was crying because I couldn't believe it happened.
Mm.
And later in the day, a car came by, and they asked for something, and I just happened to have it on the table. And I said, well, take this. He said, are you kidding me? I said, no, I'm not kidding you. If that's what is required to get this thing fixed that you need to do, take it. And he took it, not really wanting to do it, but he did do it. He said, that's a brand new sewing machine. I said, take it. The lady needs it. Take it. And I gave it to him.
Well, that's an example of the sharing that you talked about before.
Yeah.
I don't sew,
and I got this brand new sewing machine as a gift, and I just gifted it to him. I said, take it to her.
Yeah, well.
You know? So I brought it in the house. I set it there in the living room in the box,
mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll find somebody who can really use it.
There
and the guy walked through the door.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have to take it anywhere.
Yeah, right. That's one less burden for you.
Right.
Yeah.
And a great blessing. So I felt I was really blessed.
Yes. Well,
but see, I think all year long we have these blessings and we have to remember to say thank you.
Yes, we do. Yeah. For everything, even those things that don't seem good.
Right, because they are lessons.
Yeah.
A lot of times when something happens, we go, well, what happened? And there's a lesson in it if you take the time to look for the lesson.
Yeah, right.
And there will be a lesson there, and you go, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize that caused that problem.
Well, we were talking, you and I, before the show began, as far as the meaning of Christmas goes, that a lot of younger people seem to have lost sight about that.
I've noticed that. They don't have near the feeling in their being of the value of heartfelt Christmas.
What do you think that's about?
I think it's because the younger parents haven't taught them.
Mm-hmm.
I think their younger parents have not taught their children the very deep meaning of the holidays, of Christmas, and what Jesus has meant to everybody in the world. And they just are not teaching it like they used to when we were kids.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just, we got it. We got it from our parents. We got it from our grandparents.
Yeah.
We got it from everybody.
Yeah, right, right.
And I think they're not doing that so much anymore. I think that's a shame because I think it's been a great thing to lean on, to know you can lean on that message to God or message to Jesus and know that you've been heard and you can get through it. You have the strength to walk forward.
Let's check in with Donna and see what she might have to say.
That's a good idea.
Donna, what do you think about the meaning of Christmas?
Christmas, for me, is all around Jesus. I mean, I think that that's a time to be grateful and, yeah, just know that, yeah, it's a time of celebration, whether you do it with other people or by yourself. And I think it's lovely. I mean, And if it's giving gifts, I don't give too many gifts because I don't have that much money, but I do with the younger kids, you know, the nieces and nephews, if I can. But it's just, I think, thinking and loving God. I mean, loving Jesus. It's a day to celebrate that, and which I do every day, which I do every day anyways, but it's just more festive, I guess, more festive.
Well, it seems like as we do this season, we can talk about it more to people, where a lot of times you can't talk to a lot of people about your feelings about Jesus and that, you know, and the work that he does and what he's done for us. And but during the Christmas time, it seems like you can talk about it and people are okay with it.
Well, yeah, and that makes sense because, I mean, Christmas is all tied into the birth of Jesus.
Right.
And what came after, you know, it has inspired a lot of faith in people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Are your nieces and nephews grateful for the gifts they received, Donna?
I think they kind of just take it for granted, sort of. I don't know.
They're
not real young. They're like 20. You know, I'm in my 60s, but they're like in their 20s, early 20s, and yeah. But I always get them a nice shirt, or my niece is into health stuff, so I get her some nice, you know, health foods, and yeah. But
well, that's nice, but yeah. It sounds like they're a little jaded if they just kind of expect it and don't express a lot of gratitude to you.
As my grandkids do not send me a thank you card for their gift, they don't get one this year.
You know, I love them.
That cured several of them.
Because
I keep a list.
I love them no matter what their reaction is or whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, I just love them so much.
It's the joy of giving for you, then.
Well, it's the joy of giving for me, but I want the kids to have the knowledge that my giving is my joy, but if they want to give, they want to be able to enjoy it, and the thank you is the joy.
And that's the giving they can give in return.
Right.
Yeah.
And that thank you can come on the phone. That's perfectly fine. You know?
Well, that's good. You're giving them nice manners. That's nice manners to do that. Yeah. That's nice.
Right.
You're instilling that in them.
Yeah, that's good manners. My son had his little boy tell me, I sent a package, it's not opened yet, of course, and he said, now you tell Grandma thank you for your Christmas present. And I heard him say, but Daddy, I don't know what it is. And I said to him, I said, Clint, all you have to do when you open your present and you look at it, you just remember you already said thank you to Grandma and she's perfectly happy. And he said, okay.
That's
how cute.
How old is he?
He's four.
Four. Oh, what a great age.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I said, and then I told Clint, I said, Clint, he's a little, I mean, don't be so hard. Let him open things and then tell him thank you.
I remember when I was four, I had the whole Night Before Christmas memorized, and I was so proud, and so were my parents, when I could recite the whole thing.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a happy memory.
I would say it's a happy memory, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much to be said about Christmas, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah.
Because it's a time when people open their hearts and they're not afraid of being hurt.
Well, it's a time filled with a lot of joy. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I talk about in the beginning of the show is that you will lead people to the discovery that their lives are meant to be about joy.
That's right. They're meant to be healthy, happy, joyous, and productive.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're in that mode of things, they're going to be healthy right up to whenever. Grandma died at 101 and a half, and she
wow.
was perfectly healthy. In fact, she was peeling potatoes.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, she just heard her knife hit the floor, and my mother turned around and looked at her, and her head was in her, you know, down. And she went over, and she said, Mother, Mother, and she didn't respond. So she went out to the barn and got my dad and said, Dad, I think Mother passed away. So that ended all of that, and they came in and quickly laid her on the bed. Because they have to lay her down quickly, otherwise she stiffens up, you know. And then they had to take her into town that evening. So, but we were told that Grandma had passed away. She'd gone to heaven to be with Grandpa, and everything was going to be fine. And that was, everything was fine because there was no nonsense. It was just all very practical.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's what I like about you, Ada. You provide practical answers to people. You lead people to the understanding that it's the simple life that people lead and the practical ways that they go about it that bring them things like joy.
Right. And they are joyful. And, you know, if you look at the bright side of everything, You live on the bright side and everything will be good.
That's the other thing I was going to say, and that's beautiful. And I think that's a good place to leave it.
Okay.
We're about mm-hmm. out of time, Donna.
We are.
We are out of time. Yeah, I like
that.
I feel sorry for my sister. She lost her 19-year-old son a year ago, and she's not joyful at all.
Oh.
She's not celebrating Christmas. No Christmas tree, no presents, and she has three other
right.
kids. I don't know. I mean, I said, yeah, but you got to
yeah.
know that.
Not good, but,
no.
you know,
but that's for grieving.
They're
going to
cut us
grieving.
Off, but have a wonderful Christmas and season, and be healthy, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Donna, Ada, stay on the line for a moment.
Okay.
Donna, hope to talk to you Friday.
Yeah, wonderful. I look forward to that. Thank you.
Okay, and so that's a wrap, folks. God bless everybody.
God
bless you, too.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.